Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you. I want to build on something I talked about yesterday when I told you that you need to know God and His ways, not just His acts. Psalm 103:7 said, Israel knew God's acts, but Moses knew God's ways. And that means that you can know how God acts, but I want you to know who God is. The Old Testament is vivid with these kind of illustrations. For instance, when God wanted to speak to Israel in the Old Testament, He spoke to Israel from the altar. In Exodus 29, His voice spoke from the brazen altar. This is, of course, a place of death. This is a type of Jesus at Calvary. God spoke to them there. He proved to them there who He was through His actions. In fact, let me read to you from the 29th chapter of Exodus. I'm going to turn my Bible over there real quick. Exodus chapter 29, look at God speaking to Israel from the altar. I'll start in verse 38. Exodus 29 and verse 38. This is what you shall offer on the altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. One lamb you offer in the morning and the other lamb you offer at twilight. With one lamb shall be a tenth of ephah of flour mixed with a fourth of a hin of pressed oil and a fourth of a hin of wine as a drink offering. And the other lamb you offer at twilight, offer it with grain and drink in the morning for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire. There shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak with you. Look at 42. I will meet you to speak with you. Where? We're at the door. The door is the last place between the altar and the inside of the tabernacle. So God said, once you've come to the altar, I'll speak to you from the door. So I'll consecrate the tabernacle of meeting and the altar. I'll consecrate Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests. I'll dwell among the children of Israel and be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of the land of Egypt that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. How will they know that I'm the Lord their God? Because when we fellowship at the door of the tabernacle, which happens right after the altar, they're going to know that I'm God. I'm going to prove to them through my actions that I am their God. Now, that's Israel knowing God's acts. Let me show you Moses knowing God's ways. The word tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. There's a reason that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And if you want to know more of that, read Hebrews 4 and read Hebrews 10. But to see it in an Old Testament shadow, look at Numbers chapter 7. This is a fascinating study to me. In Numbers 7, verse 89, Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting. Notice he's inside the tabernacle. He's not outside by the altar. He's inside. Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with him. He heard the voice of the one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony from between the two cherubims. Thus he spoke to him. Notice that when Moses wanted to know God, he got more intimate. He went deeper into the tabernacle. And I've said this before. The tabernacle made up of three basic places. The outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. It's a type and shadow of the threefold progression of the child of God. It's morning, noon, and evening. It's first fruits, Passover, and Pentecost. There's more. It's 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. It's not that you're more of a Christian the further in you go, but there's a depth of relationship that starts at the altar, works its way into the candlesticks, and all the way back to the mercy seat. I think the message of grace is pulling Christians from the front door of the tabernacle where they've known God's acts all the way in through the candlestick room and into a place of intimacy with the Father at the mercy seat. I think we're going beyond a mere knowledge of how God acts, and we're starting to have the depth of God's ways. We're starting to see who He is. The world would say on a cellular level, and I guess that works, but what I guess it means is on an intimate level, we're starting to see how God works when He speaks to us from the place of the mercy seat. Now, I'm going to stop because I'm going to run out of time. Tomorrow on the podcast, I want to show you what God says when He starts talking from the mercy seat. Because when He talks from the altar, He tells us about His acts. But when He talks from the mercy seat, He's going to tell us about His ways. And I want to show you how God emphasizes His ways, not just through a thing, but through an individual. It starts with a thing. That's the shadow. It ends in an individual. That's the substance. You don't want to miss it. I hope that you have a blessed day. You are so blessed because Christ lives in you. God loves you so much. Rest in His love today.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.